Thanks a lot for listening to the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station. Broadcasting in HD Digital, this is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
A father's absence does have a serious effect on a child. Fatherless children are twice as likely to drop out of school. They consistently score lower than average in reading and math, and they are 11 times more likely to exhibit violent behavior. Dads, your relationship with your children is important. I'm Jeffrey Leving, President Emeritus of the Fatherhood Educational Institute. Fathers do have an irreplaceable role in a child's life. If you'd like help finding out more about your rights as a father, phone 312-795-9060. That's 312-795-9060. We'll send you a free Fatherhood Educational Institute brochure. For more information from our website, visit www.fatherhood-edu.org. That's fatherhood-edu.org. Fathers are parents, too. Don't miss another precious moment with your child.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Pounding rains are soaking North Carolina and Virginia as Tropical Storm Ernesto moves inland.
We have National Guard soldiers on standby. We have crews from the state police. They have swift water rescue teams that can help assist. Those are on standby, ready to go if needed.
Bob Spieldenner with Virginia's Emergency Management Department says flooding is a big concern. Ernesto's winds have fallen to around 50 miles an hour. Thousands in North Carolina and Virginia are without power. It's going to be a rough day along the Baja California Peninsula thanks to Hurricane John. It's a Category 3 storm with winds at 115 miles an hour. John's expected to pass over or near the resort town of Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin pays a visit to the Big Apple today. Our Gary Baumgarten reports live from New York. Nagin recently criticized 9/11 rebuilding efforts.
Well, Bill, Nagin has been sensitive to criticism over the slow rebuilding process in New Orleans, firing back during a 60 Minutes interview, quoting here, "You guys in New York can't get a hole in the ground fixed," a reference to Ground Zero. So now he's here in what was once the shadow of the World Trade Center, just days before the fifth anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks, to pitch the investment community to send business his city's way. Reporting live, Gary Baumgarten, CNN, New York.
A strong report on jobs for August.
Jobless rate has been on a downward trend for about 3 years, and then the backup in July seemed to come out of left field a little bit, so it's good to see that it ticked back down in August.
Economist Steve Stanley, following a government report that puts the nation's unemployment rate at 4.7%, down slightly from the month before. U.S. companies added 128,000 jobs in August. Taking a trip for the Labor Day weekend, if you are, you'll find lower gas prices. AAA reports the national average is now $2.79 a gallon. That's more than 20 cents lower than a month ago. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
If you've got less than perfect credit, getting a new computer is almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. Even better, call right now and we'll throw in a free ultra-thin flat panel TV. So thin you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer and 1 year warranty absolutely free. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call today for your brand new computer. And before you know it, a new PC will be delivered right to your door. Call 1-800-994-2585. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. So get your new computer today, and we'll include a free flat panel TV, free color printer, and 1 year warranty absolutely free. Call 1-800-994-2585. 1-800-994-2585.
Have you ever herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed. But recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK or, for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
How big is it?
Big. See, it says here we get 20% off any full-size gas grill over $99.
That's big, all right.
We'll also get 20% off special order wood and vinyl flooring, carpet, and area rugs.
Getting bigger.
Plus, a free gift card up to $150 when we use our Lowe's consumer card on major appliances $297 or more through mail-in rebate.
Bigger, yeah.
We can also ask for special financing for 12 months on at $299 or more using our Lowe's card.
That'll save us big on all the stuff we need.
Uh-huh, all in one stop, which means we'll save on gas.
Whoa, now you're really talking big.
Hot coffee, dear, are you okay?
Yeah, let's go to the Lowe's Big Labor Day event.
Now that's a big idea.
Oh, maybe we better stop by the dock on the way.
Yeah, that big toe doesn't look so good.
Lowe's Big Labor Day event, now through September 4th. See store for special financing details. Offers good only while supplies last. Lowe's, let's build something together.
Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
705 at 960, the Quake. This report brought to us by Wells Fargo in the Bay Area. The Bay Bridge closure this weekend, 11:59 tonight. Everything will be shut down. The upper deck is okay. Metering lights turned on a few minutes ago coming into San Francisco. There was a stall that's been near the 101 southbound off-ramp to SFO since 5 o'clock this morning. It's in what they call the gore point, in between the exit ramp and the freeway. Still there, but a little congestion through there. But otherwise, Bay Area traffic looks A-okay this hour. Why wait for Sunday to fix up your savings account? Talk to the Wells Fargo people. And they'll get you all fixed up. Here's how it works. It's My Spending Report. It automatically tracks all your monthly Wells Fargo spending, and it's free with every Wells Fargo checking account. Why wait for someday? Wells Fargo, the next stage. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. It's 7:05. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. It's Friday. And here we are at the Hotel Vitale in San Francisco. Will Durst is on vacation this week. He'll be back on Monday. Willie Brown is here. And one of my dear friends and one of my favorite people in the whole world, Angie Coiro, who does our weekday Mother Jones Minutes and the Mother Jones Radio Show on 960 The Quake every Sunday at 1 o'clock. She's here, too. I'm out of breath. Good morning, you two.
Good morning, John.
Friday's supposed to be relaxed. Relax. Be in your space.
Well, I think hopefully we and everyone else will get all our loose ends tied up today and enjoy a real nice weekend. There's plenty of things going on. The Millbrae Art and Wine Festival, Sausalito Art Festival, Oakland's Art and Soul Festival going on, and we'll get around that Bay Bridge closure somehow, I guess.
Right? Except, John, you're out of breath for a different reason.
Yeah.
But those of you who are out there listening on 960 The Quake, you heard him introduce us at the top of the, just before the hour started. And that sounded like John. I know it was John. But I knew that John was in his car driving over here.
Well, you
and
don't know
not
that.
Broadcast capacity from over there. He is absolutely the ultimate in a broadcast radio person. He put that together. We picked it up. He showed up here out of breath to pick up the traffic.
I made it from the Caltrain station to the Hotel Vitale in 32 seconds.
That's not bad at all.
So maybe you were talking to me, really.
And, obviously, there was a police escort out there giving him all the guidance. But he's here with us, and, of course, being the lead for today, and it should be a great day. Angie, how are you?
I am doing so well. This is great to sit in for you guys with you guys for a whole day and to give Will his time off and let him enjoy himself.
25 years of marriage.
You didn't say wedded bliss. Is there a reason you made the different choice?
He said something to the effect that he had been married 25 years, 6 years of which were wonderful and none any consecutive 2 weeks.
There's one honest man.
No, he must be having a terrible time on vacation because she didn't hear that before they went on vacation. She only heard it after we told her about it.
She's a tolerant woman.
But we are glad to have you aboard.
Thank you much.
And we're back at Hotel Vitale. All week long, we've been over at the studio. And some people asked me on the streets over the last 2 or 3 days, why are you not at Hotel Vitale? Does it have anything to do with the Strack? And I think you have a perspective on that.
Yeah, I actually do. I looked up with Unite Now, which are the United people behind the potential strike, and they're saying that Hotel Vitale is, in fact, one of the recommended hotels as an alternative to the hotels with which they're having a labor dispute. So
the way they're setting this thing up, if they do have an actual strike or combination of a strike lockout, Hotel Vitale will be one of the places where it's okay to go. There won't be a picket line. There won't be any restrictions imposed upon you. And you will indicate by accepting that recommendation that you do support those who are on the strike.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, if you go to unitehere2.org, unitehere2.org, that is the Unite Local 2 website, and there's a whole list of, and I like the way they do it. You have your choice of upscale hotels, mid-scale hotels, and economy hotels. They'll take care of your pocketbook either way. You can go to any of the others. And they divide them up by county, too, soon.
All right, let's speculate.
Okay.
George Bush is coming to town. Which list would we give him? Upscale, downscale, no. I think we tell him where the picket lines are. That's where he would want to be.
You know, I have a guest room where I'm storing all my clothes and extra paperwork and stuff.
You wouldn't. Don't you dare. Mother Jones would never have you again.
I would never clean it.
If you put him up overnight. Imagine the president dropped by and didn't have any place to stay. And when he was last here, it was kind of that way, by the way. Because if you recall, he came here and he ended up staying overnight in Napa Valley. And they, I think, switched the location so that people who wanted to protest his existence, like Cindy Sheehan and others, would not be able to exactly track where he would be staying.
Chicken.
And, well, yes, and besides that, I understand that he was negotiating for rates with Motel 6.
No, he was not.
You know, you got to be real cheap when you negotiate rates with or you want to put them on your credit card. I mean, either way, but I understand that, you know, Bush actually did that. Right. Yesterday, however, he was in Utah and talking tough. I mean, like, real tough.
He's talking about Iran.
Yes.
And, boy, you know, does this rhetoric sound very familiar about, you know, the demonizing of a particular culture and the use of certain keywords and the sudden references to Islamofascism? And we've been here before.
And I just got to assume that as he continues to escalate language-wise, at some point, he's going to have to lay the gauntlet down. Because in the UN, they're talking about sanctions. And there are only a few countries that have said, yes, we will agree that there ought to be some sanctions. Other countries are raising real questions about whether or not one nation should be dictating to another nation what that nation can or cannot do internally within that nation. In other words,
who are we to?
That is exactly the question that's being raised. And those of you who are out there, you can call us at 866-960-5753. Because the question really should be put to the American public. Are we prepared to make the ultimate sacrifice, i.e. young lives and the lives of our people, for the purpose of keeping the Iranians from having nuclear power? Of course, the Iranians claim that the reasons for nuclear power is the same as every other industrialized nation of the world, that they really want to be able to use source of energy as a part of what keeps their nation going and what produces it. They don't want to rely upon petrol for the rest of their existence.
Which may be something Bush doesn't understand.
Well, I don't know. You know, this guy, the man who heads Iran is fairly adamant in the fact that Israel shouldn't exist. Now,
right.
Of course, Mr. Bush argues that if he had the ultimate weapon of mass destruction, maybe he would use it, not on us, but on Israel, and that we obviously have an obligation to ensure that Israel is not put at any further risk than it already is in the Middle
East. But that goes to Bush's credibility. I mean, we've heard before about potential destruction and destructive use of power, et cetera. And I'm not saying that is not a possibility. I'm saying that Bush lacks credibility because of how he's already expended it. We've already heard enough from him. In fact, forgive me for pushing my employer, but in the new Mother Jones magazine, there's a lineup, an illustrated timeline from 1992 all the way to 2003, and online they're going to bring that up to date all the way to 2006. And it is just a litany of deceptions and lies, misleading statements, confusion, incompetence, and this is all how the run-up to Iraq was accomplished. And with Iran, We're seeing some of the same rhetoric. We're seeing some of the same patterns. And if you look at that and say, do we believe Bush as he talks about Iran? I don't.
That's the voice of Angie right here with the voice of Willie, all on 960 The Quake. And we, of course, we're leading in to a stellar lineup of people to be on the show today and to hold dialogue with us on the topics that it's on your mind. As a matter of fact, if they're not the topics on your mind, you can let us know what those topics are by calling 866-960-5753. You know, it's rather interesting that there is not, at this moment, a strident, loud, clear, concise Democratic voice about Iran.
Stopped after Democratic voice about Iran, about Iraq, about the economy, about education. You can stop anywhere you want there.
In particular about Iran, because you said just a moment ago, we've heard this language before.
Right.
We heard this leading up to the Iraqi war. Silence on the Democratic side of the aisle as he made all those statements about 9/11 and about Al-Qaeda and about terrorists and about how we were going into Iraq for that purpose of weapons of mass destruction. You didn't hear anything on the other side of the aisle.
No, and
all of a sudden, I scanned every piece of information that's made available to anybody, and I can't find one voice, no, not one Democrat saying, just a minute, Mr. President.
They're still ceding the mastery of the discussion to the Republican side. They're still letting them run the debate, define the debate, define the words that we use for the debate. You know, if you go back to, you know, the word freedom, we've talked about that before, about the misuse of the word freedom, and it's become a Republican construct. The Democrats don't have a unified voice. They still come from a place of fear, and I think they're all waiting for the right cue from a stronger person to say, this is going to be our side of the dialogue in Iran.
Leaving Bush with the whole agenda and the whole stage on this issue, some 70-plus days before the fall elections, doesn't that give the Republicans an advantage to regain the high ground of being the symbol of national security?
You know, I don't know how much longer the Republicans can buck the grassroots dialogue. I think that we're looking at a whole different sort of playground here where we before didn't have Daily Kos and we didn't have Fire Dog Lake and all the places online that are disseminating news that were they better at it, the Democrats would do themselves.
All right, the references you're making are what exactly?
These are websites that keep people informed. You know, they're in some cases self-referential. You know, Fire sends you to Kos, Kos sends you back to Fire Dog Lake. But the fact is, there's a lot of work being done to disable Republican rhetoric and to expose the truth. That it's too bad the Democrats aren't doing it for themselves. It's too bad there isn't a unified left to do this. But instead, it's going down to the grassroots. And because of the Internet, that's a whole different structure than it used to be.
And in that process, hopefully, the word is being appropriately distributed. You know, I saw today that John Kerry, I think for the very first time, is loud and clear on how he thinks maybe Ohio was stolen
finally.
In the last election. Yes,
really?
Finally. And he did it in the context of a fundraising effort on behalf of the Democratic candidate for governor, because the Republican candidate for governor just happens to be the incumbent Secretary of State, a man who orchestrated the elections in 2004 in Ohio for Mr. Bush. Now, Mr. Kerry is calling Mr. Blackwell out. He's raising questions. Did you suppress more than 100,000 Democratic votes in the state of Ohio? Did you fail to count accurately the votes that were actually cast? Just what role did you play? And it's pretty devastating. It's the kind of agenda that if probably Gore had in 2000 when Katherine Harris did the same thing in Florida, or if Kerry had in 2004 when Blackwell allegedly did the same thing in Ohio, circumstances may be different today.
Circumstances might be different, but let me put a little bit of cynicism in here, and that is that the polls are increasingly showing that the public doesn't trust the Diebold system and the electronic voting systems. It might just be expedient for John Kerry to jump on now, with less at risk himself. He's not running for anything anymore. Now he can go to the polls.
Courage comes with freedom and nothing left to lose. Isn't that what Janet said?
You're going to sing, aren't you?
Yes. I almost broke it up. All right. Hang around. We'll be back, of course, because, Mike Isikoff is going to show up, and I'm sure he's got some views on what's happening at the national level. Michelle from Queer Channel, will be hanging in here with us as we unfold for the remainder of the day. We'll be back shortly when John gives us traffic, weather, and all the other things that makes for a Good Friday in San Francisco.
With all that, John.
On KQKE.
/7:19 at 9:60, The Quake. Here's the latest from the newsroom. If you haven't seen the freeway signs, if you haven't heard the warnings, or if you missed the message any other way, here it is one more time. You can come into San Francisco this weekend using the Bay Bridge, but you can't get out. If you use the lower deck, it's going to be closed. Midnight tonight through 5 a.m. Tuesday, the lower deck will look very different when the crews are finished. BART will be your way to go wherever you're going with limited 24/7 service through the weekend. Forecasters warned residents in North Carolina, Virginia, and Maryland of dangerous flooding and high winds. Tropical Storm Ernesto is being a little bit feisty these days. Maximum sustained winds near 50 miles an hour and pounding rains have taken a little bit of a toll in the region. The National Hurricane Center warned the rain ahead could go mess in several states. Jackknife semi-trailer, Lafayette, 24 westbound before Ocalana. CHP will have to run a traffic break in a little while. We understand traffic from the 680 interchange a little bit lighter than normal for some reason this morning up to the Caldecott, but that'll happen in the next couple of minutes. Stall in the left lane, 101 northbound before Vermont. No metering lights, no delays at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Quake weather for the weekend, near 100 inland today, but it'll get a little bit cooler down to the low 90s by Monday. And for the rest of the weekend on the coast, highs in the 60s around the bay in the 70s and 80s. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues from the Hotel Vitale in San Francisco on 960 The Quake.
Ah, free muffins, an authentic London cab, valet parking, free coffee and a newspaper. The perfect vacation.
Hon, we're not even on the plane yet.
What?
We're at Expresso Parking outside the Oakland Airport.
Uh-oh, we're going to miss our flight.
Don't worry. We'll take the XO private cab or one of the free 24-hour shuttles.
Free and parking?
As low as $7.61 per day with discounts for AAA members. Oh, there's our shuttle. Honey!
In a sec, I'm just going to grab one more muffin.
Expresso Airport Parking, 880 Doolittle Drive in San Leandro with free reservations at expressoparking.com.
Why should you switch to Comcast Digital Voice Home Phone Service? Not only will you experience the latest advancements in phone technology, but you will also get the quality, reliability, and features that you've come to expect from Comcast, all for one low monthly rate. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK. Or, for more information, go online at
the storms, especially when they hit the mountains, and that's when we get the severe flash flooding out there that causes a lot of problems.
Mexico's Baja Peninsula is facing its own problems. Hurricane John is taking a bead on Cabo San Lucas and the southern part of the peninsula. CNN's Harris Whitbeck says tourists who didn't get out will just have to hunker down in their hotels.
The airport is closed. The last flights yesterday were filled with people trying to get out. At this point, the authorities are saying to tourists who are visiting, particularly from the United States, the best thing they can do is just stay in their hotels.
Hurricane forecaster William Gray and his team based in Colorado now say they think this will be a below-average Atlantic hurricane season. They've been predicting 7 hurricanes. Now they think it'll be just 5. At least 80 people are reported dead in a commercial aircraft fire in Iran today. Iranian TV reports a tire blew out and caught fire as the plane was landing. Our correspondent Anish Raman tells us between 60 and 70 people are said to have gotten out alive, but solid information is still sketchy.
We know that a number of people are in serious condition. Among those that did survive, they are in hospitals. Some 20 ambulances were rushed to the site. We know as well, though, that independent reporters, those not with state-run television, are not being allowed on the site. So all of our information at the moment is coming from either state-run news services or from government spokespeople.
The incident occurred in northeast Iran. The government reports today that unemployment dropped a notch to 4.7% with the addition of about 128,000 jobs. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation. See if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK, or for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
338-3135. Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Center.
Hey there, it's 804. I'm John Scott. This report is brought to us by Raging Waters. We warned you about this. A little slow from the 680-24 interchange up to the Caldecott Tunnel. They had to run a traffic break. CHP did a few minutes ago. There's a jackknife big rig right near Ocalanus and westbound 24. Should be getting better in the next few minutes. An old grade, 680 northbound after truck scales. Car overturned. That'll be there for a while. In Palo Alto, 101 southbound before University. Two-car crash. They scooted out of the lanes now on the shoulder. And you're slow from Marsh up to that. Looks good at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza this morning. No metering lights, no delays of the tolls, and a reminder, if you can ride transit, please do so today. It's a spare the air day. 60 bar trains running on time. You'll pick up your summer when you pick up fun for $6 off Raging Waters General at your local Little Caesars. So come on out to Northern California's largest water park, Raging Waters in Lake Cunningham Park, San Jose. It's now open on weekends. Hurry, offer ends soon. Remember, you can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. It's hour two of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. We're at the Hotel Vitale in San Francisco at Mission and Embarcadero. We're just hanging out. If you want to come by and have a cup of coffee with us, please do. Please do. We have some good stuff on the show today. Angie Coiro filling in for the vacationing wilder. She's from Mother Jones Magazine. She contributes regularly to the Progressive News Hour on 960 The Quake, and you can hear Angie every Sunday at 1 o'clock, Mother Jones Radio on 960 The Quake. Best of show this week, or is it a new one?
Oh, we do the real thing.
Oh, she's not on vacation, all right. Angie brings it every week. Willie's here, too. Mike Isikoff from Newsweek Magazine is with us as well. A regular guest on the show. He has a new book coming out next week called Hubris. We'd like to bring him on now. A few minutes with Mike Isikoff. Good morning, Mike. You're on with Willie and Angie on 960 The Quake.
Hello, Michael.
Good morning.
Will Durst is somewhere in the South Seas floating around trying to justify to his wife why she's only had 6 years of wonderful bliss in the 25 that they've been together.
He's got his calculator out.
He spends the rest of the time in the South Seas.
Yes.
I didn't know this about Will. I'm thinking Mutiny on the Bounty is.
Yes, you can. Right, you think that way. What's with this new book? Why the title?
Well, out next week, yes. You are on the list, both you and Willie, to get you and Will to get the first copies hot off the press next week. Hubris,
yes.
The inside story of spin scandal and the selling of the Iraq War by myself and David Korn, who I know Will knows. It is the first comprehensive look at the way they sold it. That's the thrust of this. We have a lot of new details, a lot of stuff that I think is going to create some waves. We popped the first excerpt in Newsweek this week. Because we did, the book does extend into a huge chunk on the leak scandal, and the book broke the story that, of course, it was Richard Armitage, Deputy Secretary of State, who first leaked to Novak and Bob Woodward. And this has been seized on by the conservative bloggers as evidence that the White House was somehow blameless in this, because of course Armitage and Powell were somewhat skeptics on the Iraq War, didn't have the same political motivations as Karl Rove, Dick Cheney, and Scooter Libby. But of course, what they're leaving out, which the book will have loads on, is the efforts by Rove, Libby, and Cheney, and others in the White House, to point reporters to the same information that Armitage was leaking to Novak. At the same time, it is fair to say this does put a somewhat different cast on what some partisans on the left were saying about the leak scandal, but it in no way leaves the White House blameless on this front.
Well, Michael, can you talk about the characterization that that Armitage is not a partisan gunslinger? That's what Novak said. I mean, how accurate is that? Armitage is certainly not centrist.
Well, look, he's a member of the administration.
Right.
He's not going to be, he clearly had strong views. But on the Iraq War, Powell and the State Department were trying to get the White House to slow down, trying to explore the diplomatic route. In fact, we have some scenes in the book, one of which is quoted in the Newsweek excerpt this week about Armitage, who of course is this barrel-chested Vietnam vet who had volunteered for combat, just expressing utter disdain for the war hawks in the White House and the Pentagon, who had never seen military service at all. He talks about how these guys never heard a bullet, they never heard a bullet in anger. They've never served. Can you believe these guys? And as somebody's quoted in the book, has said, Armitage would say that his disdain on this included the president. But it is striking, I guess, from the Armitage perspective, how few of them actually see any military service or certainly any combat. But in any case, look, everything when you talk about centrist is by what scale? In the context of the debates about in the run-up to the Iraq War, which is the thrust of what our book is about, Armitage was a member of the small moderate camp in the administration.
What would be his motive, and does your book explore his motive for giving Woodward this information?
There was a bureaucrat. I mean, it has been described by Novak and by Woodward as gossip, as chit chat. None of us. There's no transcript of what was said, so it's kind of hard to reach a judgment about that. But one of the things the book does explore is there was a bureaucratic motivation that Armitage and the State Department had in distancing themselves from the Joe Wilson trip to Niger, and that is that they, the State Department, thought the whole thing was a waste of the time from the get-go. They pointed out in internal meetings and memos, which we quote from extensively in the book, that there isn't any need to send this guy to check out this claim about Niger, number one, because we got an embassy there in Niger, and they're perfectly capable of checking out this Italian military intelligence report that Saddam Hussein's government was seeking to buy uranium from Niger. And number two, you know, they've already checked it out, as have our analysts here at the State Department, and they can tell you categorically there's nothing to it. You know, this is just clearly a bogus claim. And in the book, we've got a lot of internal memos from State Department analysts who are saying, can you believe these guys believe this stuff? There's nothing to it, and there is a fascinating clue that made it absolutely clear that the Niger claim was a hoax, which we're going to reveal next week in the book. And there was an internal email saying, do you see this thing, these Niger documents that were relied on by the president to make the assertion in the State of the Union in January 2003, 2 months before the invasion of Iraq, the British intelligence has learned that Saddam Hussein is recently tried to buy uranium from Africa, that was a forgery. There's an email from a State Department analyst using the word forgery and hoax at least 2 weeks before the president said that.
Michael.
So Armitage, just to complete the point, Armitage's point is, you know, this Wilson thing, which has just created this big fuss in Washington, you know, we were telling you from the get-go, the whole thing's a waste of time. You didn't need to send the guy to Niger.
Michael, let's fast forward to present day.
Yes.
Bush's dialogue about Iran is aren't there some similarities between those things which are cataloged in the book that leads up to the Iraqi war and what Bush is currently doing vis-a-vis Iran?
Well, yes, there are some parallels, but I think, and this is one of the great costs of what happened in 2002 and 2003, that American credibility has taken a huge blow. And as a result, now faced with what looks to be far more compelling evidence of an Iranian nuclear program than we ever had of an Iraqi nuclear program in 2002 and 2003, our hands are tied because we don't have the same level of credibility, and U.S. intelligence agencies don't have the same level of credibility because they so grotesquely oversold the Iraqi case. And number two, because our military is tied up in Iraq with over 100,000 soldiers there and the enormous costs to the United States, our military options are much more limited. Iran is a bigger country with more people and a much more formidable defense capability. We're just not capable of taking the kind of military action that we might have had it not been for the Iraq War.
You're listening to Newsweek Michael Isikoff here on 960 The Quake, the Will and Willie Show. I'm Angie Claro in for Will Durst. Willie Brown is in for himself. And we're down at the Hotel Vitale in San Francisco, corner of Mission and Embarcadero. Yes, we are live from the hotel today. You're welcome to come join us if you like. Meanwhile, Michael, I have to ask you, you're talking about the Iraq War and the divisions within the White House, and then you went on to talk about the lack of credibility that the Bush administration has overseas and, well, quite a bit at home. Is this different in that sense? For example, is perhaps there going to be less unity in the White House if we do indeed start verging on war with Iran? Is it possible that the people who dissent within the administration are going to be a little braver about speaking out?
Well, it's possible. Certainly one of the tragedies of the run-up to the Iraq War is the suppression of dissent and how many people did have doubts and dissents, and how that was concealed from the public and how people were afraid to step forward. With Iran, I think it's mostly at this point a debate about policy. And, you know, this again, as it is with North Korea, a case of there are no good options. There's, you know, the military options are far more limited because of Iraq. The diplomatic options are limited because of the blow to credibility. I think that the essential debate is between those who want to somehow find a means for diplomatic engagement, if it's possible, and the hardliners who say the regime is irredeemable and incorrigible, and there's no point. The problem with that is that so what does that leave you? And I haven't heard a good answer to the alternatives. Surgical strikes is what would seem to make the most sense if all diplomatic efforts fail. By all accounts, the Iranian nuclear program is well concealed, dispersed, and would be very difficult to take out. It's not like the Israelis did when they took out the Osirik nuclear reactor being built by Iraq in the 1980s.
This is 960 The Quake, the morning show with Will and Willie, and we're going to be right back with Michael Isikoff here. Any last words, Willie?
Can you stick around, Michael?
I can stick around.
All right. And for those of you who might want to talk to Michael, 866-960-5753. Right now, John Bradley Scott.
I love how you introduce me. It's with such reverence. Yes. Thank you, Willie. 8:17, here's the latest from the Quake Newsroom. Everyone seems to know that Caltrans is shutting down the lower deck of the Bay Bridge this weekend, and everyone seems to have a plan for getting around it. So, Caltrans is receiving praise for its extensive Get Out the Word campaign. Listen to what they did in the last few weeks. Warnings have been put up on electronic message signs as far east as the foothills of the Sierra and as far south as Gilroy. Caltrans bought 2,000 commercials. The local media ran a ton of public service announcements. And we've been beating on this for a couple of weeks, too. Caltrans passed out 700,000 flyers, put video announcements on scoreboards at the Coliseum and AT&T Park, and even alerted car rental agencies and folks coming into the airports about what's ahead of them this weekend. Nice job. Ernesto is weakened to a tropical depression this morning back east, but some ginormous rain has fallen on North Carolina and into Virginia. Highways been flooded. Evacuations have happened in a few spots. Power knocked out to thousands of homes and businesses, too. College football is on this weekend. Number 9-ranked Cal takes on Tennessee tomorrow, and Knoxville, Stanford at Oregon, and San Jose State is at Washington. Quake traffic at 818 San Francisco. On the lower deck, you're going to be slow from Vermont Street around Hospital Curve coming down to the lower deck where the Sterling Street on-ramp meets the lower deck. There's a stall right there. Two-car crash still on the shoulder, 101 southbound before University in Palo Alto. Slow from Marsh Road up to the accident scene. The Bay Bridge east westbound coming into the city. No metering lights. No delays at the tolls. Looks real nice. Here's the weekend forecast. Mostly sunny. Very warm inland today with highs in places like Concord, Walnut Creek, Antioch near 100. We'll get down into the lower 90s by Monday. And now through Monday, coastside, upper 60s, and around the bay, 70s and 80s this weekend. Real nice. Keep it real with Will and Willie continues from the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission Embarcadero in San Francisco on 960 The Quake.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Fraga. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Fraga. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Fraga. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Introducing Comcast Digital Voice Home Phone Service.
Experience the latest in new phone technology at a price you'll love. With Comcast Digital Voice, you'll be able to keep your current number and your current phone. Plus, you'll also receive unlimited local and long-distance service, 12 of the most popular calling features, plus voicemail, and the ability to check your voicemail online. Comcast has all of the features you've been looking for at a price you've been waiting for. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
RadioAdsWork.com. If you want radio ads to work for your company, then visit RadioAdsWork.com. Broadcast your message to a targeted consumer group. Simply visit RadioAdsWork.com. That's RadioAdsWork.com.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-889-1642. 1-800-889-1642. That's 1-800-889-1642.
A public service message from Call to Recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn. If you've got an old cell phone laying around the house, recycle it. It's easy, it's free, best of all, it's good for the environment. Learn more at calltorecycle.com. That's call, the number 2, recycle.com. Or call toll-free at 877-2-RECYCLE. Please, answer the call to recycle.
Did you know there are secret radio stations that you can only hear with high-def HD radio? These stations are all free. Go to HDradio.com for details.
Joyride today.
This is Al Franken. I want to know what you think about 960 The Quake. Go to quakeradio.com. Take the survey, please.
I'd like to know if somebody in my White House did leak sensitive information. As you know, I've been outspoken on leaks. Whether they happen in the White House or happen in the administration or happen on Capitol Hill, they can be very damaging.
Happy Friday, 8:22 at 9:60. The Quake. Words from the President. We're talking about a whole bunch of very important things. Our guest, Mike Isikoff, a regular. He's with Newsweek magazine. His new book out next week is called Hubris. Angie Coiro from Mother Jones here, and for Will today with Willie. Angie.
Michael, talking off the air about the possibility of sanctions, we talked earlier to Joe Cirincione from CAP, and he actually said he believes sanctions could work. Where are you on that? With Iran, of course.
Well, you know, sanctions don't have a great history of success. That's my gut reaction. They're certainly preferable to bloodshed. They always are. But they are the obvious next step here. But I think everybody has to be realistic, especially when you have a emboldened and defiant Iranian leadership. To some extent, they feed off of the anti-Western sentiment, and to the extent that the West is perceived as the enemy, then sanctions only reinforces that. Look at Saddam and the sanctions that were imposed against, actually it kind of cuts two ways, because publicly Saddam remained defiant towards UN sanctions, international sanctions against him. Although, as we subsequently learned, he actually didn't have a weapons program after the sanctions were imposed. So, maybe the argument cuts two ways.
Well, Michael, earlier in this broadcast, it was clearly indicated that on the domestic side in Iran, there are some serious problems, and that the leadership of that nation is facing those problems. People are not being able to gain food. People are not being able to gain the normal kinds of things that make for a happy voting constituency. And there does not appear to be a great appetite for ignoring that possibility. And obviously, sanctions would create an even greater problem for the leadership on those issues, would it not?
Yes, it's possible. But as I say, it can also, you know, have the popular have the reverse effect in terms of popular opinion, in terms of rallying the public to the. To the Iranian regime. This is an unknowable. I'm certainly not arguing against sanctions. As I said, they're clearly preferable to a lot of other options. But I just think we have to be a bit realistic, given the track record, the spotty track record of sanctions working, in the past.
Let's talk about the title of your book, Hubris, with all the knocks that the Bush administration has taken. Has the hubris lessened somewhat?
I'm sorry, isn't what?
Has the hubris lessened somewhat? Is the hubris perhaps a little dented?
I think so. I think you can hear that in some of Bush's comments, although I don't see it with Cheney and Rumsfeld. I mean, look at Rumsfeld's comments this week about comparing Iraq war critics to Nazi appeasers. What's striking to me, having spent so much time looking at the events of 2002-2003 now, to hear that from today's perspective is that's the same analogy that was being used at the time, that the current struggle we're in is analogous to World War II, to the run-up to World War II, that the terrorist threat is analogous to Nazism and fascism. The country had been attacked after 9/11. The problem was the inability of people to make hard distinctions. Lumping Saddam and Iraq in with the terrorists who attacked us on 9/11. That was a fundamental error that was made by the administration. But from there. Perspective, it's one that carries through to today, and given the wealth of intelligence that suggests otherwise, it's amazing you still hear that comment. The other problem with it is.
Before you move on with that, Michael, let me just talk about the little sideshow that went on with that, because of course you're saying that Rumsfeld was out there equating dissenters with Nazi appeasers. The interesting sideshow was that. The AP reported it that way, and the White House attacked the AP, and the AP issued a correction. So is there some indication there that the right-wing machinery is still winning the debate in the media?
I don't know. And, in this day and age, look, the words speak for themselves. Rumsfeld used, the language Nazi appeasers, whether he was directly saying, it reminds me a little bit of when the White House said, well, we never said that Iraq had something to do with 9/11. They just repeatedly suggested that he might have. And then walked away when it was clear the evidence wasn't there. How many times did Dick Cheney raise the Mohammed Atta in Prague canard on Meet the Press and another forum? It's sort of an effort to have it both ways. And I don't get, the fact that the AP issued the correction. I don't know. Yeah, you can read the remarks online now. That's the beauty of the internet.
Everything lives forever.
To interpret them, read the remarks themselves. He suggested it, and he used the language, and it clearly resonates and means something to some people.
And it was clear that his intentions were exactly that. He wanted the public to come away with the conclusion
that
the people who disagreed or criticized the war were people whose patriotism and judgment should be appropriately questioned. That
and of course,
was
the other
intent.
Fundamental point here is that, and why the analogy doesn't work, is with Hitler and Nazi Germany in the 1930s. It was a nation state with a powerful military that was a defined threat to Europe at the time. You can conclude, as I would, I think, that Al Qaeda in Afghanistan, in sanctuaries under the protected by the Taliban, in the run up to 2001, was a defined threat to the country. There was an organization that was engaged in training, engaged in plotting to attack the United States. That was a defined threat. What we're facing now is something very different and in some ways far more difficult, and it is this global movement that's not being directed and organized in any one place. There's no central military or you know, paramilitary organization that we need to destroy. This far more dispersed, amorphous movement of terrorists around the world who look at contempt, look with the United States with contempt and hatred, and you can't simply, it's not something you can simply destroy.
Michael Isikoff with Newsweek magazine, who comes to us regularly here on 960 The Quake. Michael, thank you very much.
Anytime. Looking forward to it next week when we can talk about all the details in Hubris.
Yes, looking forward to our receipt of the book, too, my friend.
Hint, hint. Thanks, Michael. 960 The Quake, the morning show with Willie Brown and normally Will Durst, but I'm Angie Quero.
And 866-960-5753. Let's talk about the subject matter. Is George Bush walking us into the second version of the Iraqi war, except this time it's Iran?
Kicking and screaming or silent and stupid?
8:31, good morning. Here's the latest from the Quake News. Tropical Depression Ernesto dumped a pile of rain on Virginia and North Carolina the last day or so. There's some travel problems. Fly back east this weekend, and ditto Cabo San Lucas, the resort towns along Baja California. Hurricane John is causing some mischief there. Winds as high as 115 miles an hour, and they're evacuating some folks down there as well. Silicon Valley ranks dead last in an annual ranking of 12 U.S. tech zones. Are you surprised? Here's why. Because the South Bay's horrendously high housing costs, bad traffic, high unemployment rate, and other quality of life problems. The new survey by the Silicon Valley Leadership Group says that the country's top-ranked tech hub is North Carolina's Raleigh-Durham area. Quake traffic now. The Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center at 8:32. Brought to you this go-around by Mattress Discounters. Real slow on the peninsula headed down 101, Lower Bayshore University. Two-car crash just got cleared, and as soon as they got off the freeway, bang, another one. Number two lane, right in front of there. South Bay in 17 northbound at Idlewild. Two-car crash on the right shoulder. The Bay Bridge Toll Plaza is dreamy this morning. No delays, no metering lights, and the upper deck is good into San Francisco. And reminder today is a spare the air day. The agencies aren't picking up the tab, but if you tried, that'd be great. 60 BART trains running on time this hour. Right now at Mattress Discounters, when you purchase any select Sealy or Simmons mattress, at their everyday low price, you'll get the matching box spring absolutely free. Plus, on approved credit, you'll sleep free for a year at Mattress Discounters, where you'll always find quality brands at discount prices. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. The forecast for the weekend, toasty inland, highs around 100 today. It will cool to the low 90s by Monday. Around the bay, 70s and 80s and 60s on the beaches. So whatever you need to do, it should be very nice. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. We're at the Hotel Vitale in San Francisco this morning on 960 The Quake.
People out there with a cell phone. Yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up, though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights or weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
For over 20 years, the Plant Warehouse, located at 1461 Pine Street, has specialized in large and unusual foliage plants for your home and business. They now have a second store with more plants and accessories. Celebrate the new 1628 California Street location this Labor Day and receive 20% off everything. This is a Labor Day only special. Call 415-885-1515. That's 415-885-1515. Or stop by the new 1628 California Street address.
18,000 fans watching one man play comedic stardom. Dane Cook is back in a stand-up comedy event that will blow your mind.
Let's have some fun tonight.
Fierce new material.
He sneezed. I looked at him and I went, God bless you. Guy looks at me and goes, I'm an atheist.
Explosive energy.
You told your mother I was going to blow you up with a pumpkin bomb.
And even a few surprises.
We've all been with the I should get checked tomorrow-ish person. Doesn't that suck where as you're doing it, you're like, I'm getting something right now.
What goes around has come around.
It's a vicious circle.
Don't miss the premiere of Dane Cook, Vicious Circle.
I want to blow it in smithereens.
Monday, September 4th at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Only on HBO.
Are you watching?
Are you dealing with old corroding electrical wires in your home and need upgrading? Persons to Person Electric specialize in lighting, fuse removal, and even knob and tub removal. Call now for a free estimate with 24-hour emergency service and senior citizen discounts. Call 1-800-822-5119. That's 1-800-822-5919. Or visit personstoperson.com.
It's the house you grew up in, and every detail tells a story. On these stairs, Mom gave you your first timeout. Although they weren't called timeouts back then.
Mom!
This is the step where she caught you sneaking in after curfew. And here is where she held her first grandchild. But now that she's gotten older, she needs help with those stairs, to prepare her meals, to remember her medications. And that's where Pathways comes in. We know what it means to bring a sick or elderly parent home to the house they love. We know the effort and special care required to help them live with dignity. And we can help. With nursing care, with home aides, with safety tips and advice. Pathways Home, Health, Hospice, and Private Duty Nursing. We know home health care inside out. To learn more, call 888-755-7855 or visit pathwayshealth.org.
960 The Quake, San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station. Streaming, downloading, podcasting. Take The Quake with you. Listen when you want. Visit quakeradio.com.
The view from the left for people like us. 960 The Quake.
Yeah. It's a test of the commitment of the foreign ministers in their countries to live up to what they said about bringing sanctions before the council. And it goes to the basic question whether the council can help in our continuing effort to prevent the proliferation of nuclear weapons, which is one of the gravest dangers we face in the world today.
He's talking about national side on the part of the leaders of Iran. Ahmadinejad talks that way. How do you have negotiations with someone who wants to commit suicide?
Well, there's two fine Americans, Oliver North and U.N. Ambassador John Bolton. 9:06, it's 8:38. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. And we're at the Hotel Vitale in San Francisco. The mayor is here. Will's still on vacation, but he'll be back on, well, Tuesday. Because we're all off on Monday, and I hope you are as well. Angie joins us. It's a pleasure to have you here, too.
It's fun. Can I get a ruling on this fine Americans? Can you define them, maybe?
<Don't worry. laughs> They're fine Americans. Let's get a phone call out here. Move on to some stuff. Bennett, on your cell phone. You're on with Will, Willie, and Angie on The Quake.
Hey, Bennett.
Hi, I'm glad to be with Angie. I'm stuck in traffic right now. My question is, didn't Herbert Walker, George Bush's grandfather, get busted for the Act when he made his money off Hitler? He was Hitler's banker.
Did he get busted for it, or was it known that he did that?
I heard he was prosecuted by the Dealing with the Enemy Act in, like, 1935 because he was Hitler's banker.
All right, some of you out there who are listening to 960, if you have access to knowledge on this issue, you might call us in and share. Because let me tell you, at this moment, neither one of us around this studio seems to have any knowledge of what may have happened in 1935 with the elder Bush in regards to any relationship with Hitler.
You know, this is that anniversary today. Thank you for the call, Bennett. World War II started, you know that? 1937, Nazis invaded Poland day to day. So there is war, and it's just not going away, and it's a darn shame. We've been talking about that and many other things this morning here on The Quake.
And Mike Isikoff stuck around for a lot longer than he normally does, because his new book becomes, I think, ultimately a source and a resource for a cataloging of all of the facts, Angie.
You know what? I'm going to follow up on Bennett because I found it.
That's what's so good about access to knowledge. These little computers can just ruin the lives of those of us who like to make it up.
Well, you have to bear in mind, Willie, half the people on the Internet are making it up, too.
Yes, all right.
But I think the New Hampshire Gazette has some credibility. It says, after the seizures in late 1942 of five U.S. enterprises, he managed on behalf of Nazi industrialist Fritz Thyssen, Prescott Bush, grandfather of George W., failed to divest himself of more than a dozen enemy national relationships that continued as late as 1951. And those documents that actually document what was happening here were discovered in 2003. So relatively new information, but apparently there is some legitimacy to that.
Oh, so I would assume that he obviously was paid extremely well for his conduct and his exercising of his professional judgment, and just maybe it constitutes a part of the foundation for the wealth which the Bush family currently enjoys in this country.
And behaving in a certain way that brings you money from corporations, Apple doesn't fall far from the tree, does it?
Not at all. Maybe they should give it all back.
Maybe.
Yes, maybe they should start living.
Let's hold our breath until they do that, Willie. No, let's not. You know, interesting development today in another avenue. You know, the global warming initiative that Arnold Schwarzenegger has gotten behind here in California has gotten so much coverage. It's kind of a coincidence. It's a spare of the air day today, and the EPA case is going to court, you know, with the California behind the EPA case, trying to get them to behave according to their own mission statements. All of these things are kind of coming together. Do you think that California can actually be a leader in what happens with global warming regulations across the country?
Well, I think as long as there's an election this November, you certainly will have the governor focused on the idea of trying to make California the centerpiece. And, of course, we had Tony Blair's visit here, and that discussion between the governor and Tony Blair, as well as Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, as well as Mayor Newsom, all centered around the question of whether or not California, from a city's perspective, should be involved in the issue to move us towards the Kyoto Accords or some of the other provisions that have been made internationally around the issue. How do you get away from having what we do, what we consume, and who we are adversely affect the climate in such a way that it changes the nature of the ecosystems? Yes, I think California can be a leader in every aspect of that, and I think this governor in particular would love to have the dialogue continuously flow around his involvement.
I don't give a clean slate to Schwarzenegger at all. I mean, I have a divided opinion on him, but I have to say, in this particular case, he is willing to fly in the face of business, because the Chamber of Commerce was hugely against this latest development, and the Club for Growth, American Enterprise, just about anybody that has funding from corporations was working hard to say, oh, California's going to lose businesses. They're going to run across the border. All you're doing is moving pollution from point A to point B. And Schwarzenegger stood up in the face of that.
Well, I think, though, you've got to recognize that California is a blue state, number one. California is a hotbed of activists on the side of the environment, and they have been for a very long time. California also has the uniqueness of people having experienced bad things as a result of things happening in the environment. Like in Southern California, the horror surrounded smog. For years and years and years, there was an issue. The legislature, many years ago, address the issue of smog by imposing restrictions on those who made automobiles from all over the world. You had to make a California car if you wanted to sell it in California. So politically, there is absolutely zero power behind any movement to maintain California in any kind of a negative fashion as it relates to the environment. So Schwarzenegger is at the helm of what is already a very aggressive state on the issue of how do you protect the environment and make the quality of life better. So it's not surprising at all that our governor, even though a Republican, would be at the forefront of the issue to protect the environment.
I'd love to hear what some of our listeners think about this. Call our number 866-960-5753. He's Willie Brown. I'm Ann Quero. We're on 960 Quake here live at the Hotel Vitale. People are understanding that we're back here again today, Willie, because we have a live audience here in the studio, and you're welcome to join us as well. But let's hear what you think about the governor's moves to actually clean up the air and whether you give any credibility to the business community saying this is a major downer for California. 866-960-5753.
You know, in the world of politics, there's always the issue of don't benefit your opponent. And in this case, when the legislature stepped up to the plate, the Speaker and the President Pro Tem of the Senate, Barrado and Nunes, stepped up, stood on a podium with the governor. There are critics in the Angelides camp,
right.
Angelides being the Democratic nominee, saying, you can't do that. Well, it's amazing how they totally ignored, the two leaders totally ignored that admonition and went right ahead. And my guess is the state of California is indeed the beneficiary of that bit of movement. I don't think it took a thing away from Mr. Angelides' campaign, although that campaign seems to still be trying to find a message. Not unlike the Democrats at the national level, in this state, Mr. Schwarzenegger has literally reduced the Democrats to scrambling statewide as we scramble on security issues. In California, we're scrambling on almost every other issue. So you're right. Call us at 866-960-5753. 5753 is what John Bradley Scott calls the Quake.
846 at the Quake. This is the latest from the Quake Newsroom. The fountain at Plaza de Cesar Chavez in downtown San Jose. They shut it down a couple of days ago because the water that all the kids were running through made people sick. Seven of them who came into contact with the fountain's water got a nasty bug that they call cryptosporidium. The city's Parks Department is trying to figure out how to filter the water. It'll stay closed till further notice. The Millbrae Art and Wine Fest this weekend downtown, the Sausalito Art Fest downtown, and the Oakland Art and Soul Festival downtown are among the big Bay Area events this weekend. We would advise Mass Transit, a good idea, whichever agency you want to use would be fine, as the lower deck of the Bay Bridge is not available to you this weekend. Prosecutors say the suspect in the hit-and-run terror through San Francisco streets was trying to get a police officer, but he settled for running down regular folks when he couldn't find a cop. Omid Popal was supposed to be arraigned yesterday. They'll do it next week instead. Quick traffic at 847. Palo Alto has been a mess at 101 southbound. Around University, there was a crash, then they cleaned it up. Then there was a second crash. Now CHP wonders, they don't really know what's going on, but we know it's a little crowded around there, and we'll keep you updated. 880 northbound at 66 through Oakland. Looks like some freeway service patrol trucks on the scene with a big rig that's blocking the right lane. You'll be slow from Davis. No metering lights, no delays at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. This weekend's forecast looks fabulous. Kind of warm inland this afternoon with highs near 100 in the usual spots. It'll cool to the low 90s by Monday. And then for this weekend, coastside 60s and around the bay in the 70s and 80s. Keeping it real with Will and Willie from the Hotel Vitale continues on 960 The Quake.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170.
Hi, I'm David.
And I'm Brian.
And we're the Camera Guys.
David, do you have family photo albums?
Sure do, Brian. Mom took pictures of everything my sisters and I did growing up. I remember looking at those photo albums for hours, and now my kids get to do the same thing.
I heard there were over 983 billion photos taken last year, and only 27 of them were ever printed. They're all stored on laptops. What if the thing crashes?
Brian, I've been around a while. I've never heard of a photo album crashing or being stolen out of a coffee shop.
Hey, listen, everyone. Come into Sarber's Cameras to print your photos, back them up, and create that family album today.
And remember, the professionals at Sarber's have everything you need to complete the picture, from great cameras to hundreds of accessories. And we've been here for the past 45 years.
Are you serious?
That we've been serving the East Bay for 45 years?
No, that you've been around that long.
Hey, watch it, buddy.
Visit us at Sarber's Cameras in Oakland and Berkeley or at sarberscamera.com.
We complete the picture.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, a sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK, or for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
It's the house you grew up in, and every detail tells a story. From the stairs where Mom gave you your first time out, to the place where she held her first grandchild. But now that she's older, she needs help with those stairs. Pathways is here to help with the nursing care, home aids, and advice she needs to live at home with dignity. Pathways Home, Health, Hospice, and Private Duty Nursing. We know home health care inside out. Call 888-755-7855 or visit pathwayshealth.org.
Podcasts, streams, and downloads of your favorite shows. Go to quakeradio.com.
It's 852, 960 The Quake. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie in our normal feature at this time. What would Willie do? This is where we pose Willie Brown a question. Will Durst would normally do it today. We didn't tell Willie what it was. We've been scheming to surprise him with a question.
Yeah.
Angie Coiro from Mother Jones guest hosting for the vacationing Will Durst today.
I'm and ready. We're gonna. You ready, Will?
I am ready.
All right. First, we want to give a credit to Lisa for sending in today's What Would Willie Do? You can do the same if you go to quakeradio.com, scroll down, and there's a link there where you can talk to Will and Willie, parentheses, Angie. All right. Here we go, Willie. Lisa says, it's a local San Francisco issue. Parks and Recreation just approved a program to cut down some 20,000 healthy trees because they aren't native to early San Francisco. And the plan includes all trees under 15 feet, which means all the seedlings and the saplings will be destroyed, according to Lisa. Trees absorb greenhouse gases. Considering the threat of global warming and Al Gore's advice to plant trees, lots of trees, what would Willie do about this recently approved tree destruction plan?
I would terminate every single solitary person connected to my administration who would advocate cutting down any of the trees in this city. That is not a good thing to do. There is no such thing as trying to ensure that only the native plant species remains afloat and enjoy the protections of the rules and regulations that in one manner or another controls tree cutting, tree pruning, and tree removal. Who is to say what the real native plants are? I've seen maps of San Francisco prior to 1849, where there did not appear to be a tree.
They don't put trees on maps, Willie.
I've seen photographs with the trees on the maps, or, you know, on the pictures, and it's just not there. And so I think it is ludicrous for this city or any other city to be talking about removing trees that are allegedly not native to that particular environment. I can understand when there's a tree that's either sick or diseased, a tree that in one manner or another threatens other species of life, or a tree that in some way is a danger or is in the way of something that needs to be built for public purposes, period. But I don't understand going around to look to see if you're native, you stay. If you're not, you're going to be eliminated. So Willie Brown, as the mayor, would direct his department of Park and Rec, cease and desist. And if you don't, it will not be trees removed. It would be you subject to being removed.
Okay, let me poke a gray area here, Willie Brown. You can look at the idea of native species without cutting all of them down. I just want to present you with the idea that there are advantages to encouraging native species. But you can stop short of cutting down everything that's non-native. You can say that we will encourage the growth of native species. If new saplings pop up that are non-native, we can take those down. We don't go about cutting down 15-foot trees. But we have a policy that encourages the growth and nurturing of native species. How about that?
I don't understand why there is such great emphasis on alleged native species.
It's not native species are a botanical fact.
Well, no, let's back up for a second. That may be so, but for whatever reason, suddenly there is a new species. Let me assure you that that new species becomes native to the spot in which it happens to suddenly appear. And it appears because there's been some cross-fertilization of the existing species that produces the new species. Or somebody has gone to Costa Rica or someplace and found something that's unusually interesting and comes back and plants it. This city, this state, this nation benefits from incredible diversity, from incredible creativity, from incredible change. And to suggest that somehow we ought to put a wall around things as they presently exist and not have the opportunity for outreach beyond, I think, is a step backwards. Not unlike what many politicians seem to do best.
I would agree with you if trees existed in a vacuum, but they don't. For example, San Bruno Mountain, and again down in Edgewood Park, Redwood City, there are species that exist only there anymore. And the reason those species still exist is because the plants that they evolved to feed on are being protected. If you get an invasive, non-native species, it's not just that it wipes out the native trees if it's a more invasive plant by its nature, but the very species that are specific to California that we can pride ourselves on maintaining can be endangered by not leaving some safe native plants.
But Angie, be clear, that's a different proposal than simply removing all non-alleged native species.
Well, that's why
you're talking about
area.
You're talking about addressing an issue where there is something that may threaten the redwoods as they currently exist. We ought to deal with that because we do want to maintain the redwoods. There may be other plants similarly situated. There may be other trees similarly situated. But that's a motivation for a particular purpose. That is not a wholesale elimination of the new species that may very well be as healthy and as contributive to the existence and the quality of a good environment as is the case with those trees that preceded them.
That is the beauty of my gray area plan, Willie. You leave the trees in place, you just don't encourage the new ones.
Well, no, I disagree with you. You can encourage the new ones. You may remove the new ones or impede the new ones that do something bad to the existing ones. But to simply have a uniform rule, nothing new, there never would have been a Willie. We'll be back.
I'm Angie Cuero. This is Willie Brown.
And Michelle is here.
Yeah.
She's dropping by.
She's kind of sitting out of place the time being.
No. She's over to my left, to my right.
You have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, a sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate treating herniated discs without surgery. And it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quick listeners a free consultation to see if you're a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK or, for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
On radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Ernesto is downgraded to a depression, but it's still dumping rain on North Carolina and Virginia. David McNeil with Progress Energy in North Carolina says about 85,000 customers had power knocked out at one point, but it's back to about half of them now.
Progress Energy has 43,400 customers with power in North Carolina as a result of Tropical Storm Ernesto, and our crews are working hard to restore power.